Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of my friends and my mentors, Debbie Hoffman, who not only has the best follow-up skills I have ever known, but has an incredible product line that she represents that I'm so honored to be a part of. So, Debbie, why don't you just take it on from here?
Well, thank you so much, Tanya, and I'm really happy to be here today to share with all of you, and just thanks all of you for tuning in. I know that, you know, we're all really busy. People have so many things that are pulling them in all different directions, so I just want to thank you for taking the time to visit with me today. And my promise is to provide value, that hopefully you will walk away with a nugget or two that will help you in your business. So let's be honest, how many of you just don't have an effective follow-up system? How many of you are just struggling with being effective with your follow-up? Do you give up too soon? Or even worse, you know, do you chase unqualified leads too long? I mean, how many of us have had people that we just keep calling and calling and they're just not interested and we're just not getting that? We're not reading the signals correctly. You know, how much money is that costing you? Before, you know, I get into some specifics of what I've done in terms of follow-up, would it be okay if I just shared a little bit about my background? I worked on Wall Street as an investment banker for 20 years. I call myself a Wall Street survivor, and I earned a very good income, but I was running myself ragged, and my sales results could have been much better. I worked really hard, but I wasn't working smart. And the frenetic pace of working on Wall Street was totally burning me out. I was sick and tired all the time, running to the doctor constantly. It just became more and more stressful. And then when my son was born, with all the travel and late hours, it became even more stressful. And I was just, you know, I realized that I had to be better organized to figure out how to work smarter. And that was the turning point for me. I began to develop a powerful follow-up system so I could work smarter, not harder, and be more effective and turn more of my relationships into sales. On Wall Street, it was very intense. It was very fast-paced. And I was working in a man's world. So that was another thing that I was dealing with. I was the first woman or one of the first women in my position in Wall Street doing what I was doing. And I really blazed the trails back in the early 80s for women to come into the position that I was in. So I'm proud to say I was a successful woman in a man's world. It's gotten a little better now. More women are there, but still it's a man's world. And I just was really looking for, you know, something that I could do to get me home so I could spend more time with my son and to be more efficient with what I was doing. So as I honed my skills, I decided that it was time for me to be my own boss and to work out of my home so I could spend more time with my son and just have a better quality of life. I wanted to be more in control of when I worked and how much I earned. Maybe some of you can identify with that. I know lots of folks probably on this call are still in corporate America and they're looking for a way out. That's why you guys are on here wanting to become speakers, some of you. And it's just a way for us to bring our message to the world and just be more in control of our time and have that family time that is so, so, so important. So I wanted to make more of a difference in the world than I felt that I was making in the corporate rat race. So I partnered up with a health and wellness company, and I've been a thriving entrepreneur ever since. You know, for the last 13 years I've been home. I brought up my son, and I'm thrilled to say he graduated in May from Brown University, magna cum laude with honors, and he's just turned into an amazing young man, and I really believe so much of it is because I was home with him, and I was able to instill those values and ethics and morals, and he's just a really, you know, solid young man, just moved to New York, got his first job, and he's just, you know, thriving. So I really believe that, you know, because I built the fastest growing team in the history of the company I'm with now, and so much of my success can be attributed to comprehensive follow-up, which I'm going to be sharing with you today. So it's really important to focus on your strengths. We all have things that we're really, really good at and we know we're good at. And there are other things, you know, that we're always working to improve. That's just life. one of my greatest strengths that I've realized over the years is building relationships of trust and mutual respect with my clients and people I do business with. People like doing business with me because I take the time to get to know them and find out what they're looking to achieve in their lives. I really take a genuine interest in them, and people need to know that you care about them, that you are not just looking to make a sale. And I love learning about people. I genuinely care. I'm curious. I love to ask questions, and I love to have fun with people. And I hear over and over and over again from people I do business with that they just really feel that I care about them and that I'm serving their needs, that I don't have my agenda. It's all about them. So I've also been empowering my team to hone their skills around building relationships with their prospects. So today I'm going to share four phases of follow-up, which is an integral part of my comprehensive seven-step empowerment program that have worked for me. These are things that I've done over the years that have worked. I'm not sharing any theoretical information today. Everything I'm sharing with you are things that I've actually done over the years that have worked really well for me. And in fact, I believe they've been the keys to my success during the last 33 years. So everyone has a different personality. Everyone has a different way of interacting with people. So take what fits for you and incorporate it into your daily, you know, routine if you feel that it resonates with you. And what's really important to understand is that follow-up is not a one-shot deal. It's a critical component that we utilize during several phases of our business development cycle. It's not just we meet somebody, we follow up with them, and that's it. And I'll be sharing with you the four phases in a minute. So think of follow-up as building blocks of the discovery process. Everyone needs to go through a discovery process from the time you meet them to the time they make a decision to work with you or not. And our job is just to help them through that process of discovery. Some prospects get the message right away, which is to say they clearly recognize the value or benefit of what you provide, whereas others, like my friend Tanya, take a little longer. More on that later. We'll talk more about what happened with Tanya in a little bit. The point is that nobody wants to be pushed. People want to feel that they're being taken care of, that you're sincerely interested in them and you're trying to help them. But, you know, a few strategic nudges here and there are a good thing, particularly if you're addressing a person's needs. They really appreciate that. So let's begin with the first phase, which I call the prospecting phase. It all starts with networking. We all have different networking groups we go to. You know, Tanya's Public Speakers Association is an amazing place to network. There are some really fabulous people there. I developed relationships there of trust and integrity. You know, that's what you want to do. You want to always share from the heart. Be authentic. People want to do business with people that are going places, that have energy, that attract them. If you walk into a networking group and you're in a funky mood, you're not going to, you know, people, you feel that maybe you can hide that, but energy speaks louder than words. It comes out through your body language. It's just a very subtle thing, but it's very powerful. So I really recommend, don't go to a networking group unless you're in a very high frame of mind, that you're in a really good mood and you're really outgoing and energetic, because people will notice that. And I actually had a time in my life where some things were happening personally and with my husband's business that kind of took me out of the game for a bit, and I was kind of in a funk. And I thought, oh, I can go to these networking events. Nobody will ever know. I had this mask on, and people can tell. And during that time, I wasn't that engaging, and I wasn't that enrolling, and I didn't have those connections with people that I thought I was having. They could tell something was up. And when I got out of that dark place and got back into myself again, people started commenting and saying, gosh, you just seem so happy, and you just seem like you're doing so great, and like they could tell. So don't think you can hide things, because you really can't. So whatever you need to do to get in a good frame of mind, do, and I'll be sharing some ideas with you later. So connection, it's all about connecting with people, both on an intellectual level and an emotional level. And it's really about who you're being, how you're showing up, whether it's live in person or over the phone, as well as how you express yourself in writing. So you want to be a people magnet, like I was saying, being powerful, enthusiastic, high energy, people are attracted to high-energy role models. And I always like to acknowledge them when I meet them. I compliment them, maybe something that they're wearing to break the ice, just something about their smile. Just be authentic. Find something that you can compliment them on. And edification is a really important part of anyone's business. You know, not false flattery, but just really being authentic, making an authentic observation or insight. Because most people aren't used to being complimented or acknowledged. Criticized, yes, all the time. People are always being criticized. But how often do people receive a heartfelt compliment? And just recently when I was with Tanya at Katrina Sawa's event, she was talking about acknowledging people, the waiter in the restaurant. Just it will make his day to just thank him for being so prompt and efficient and friendly. We all really need to do that on a day-to-day basis. It's just to acknowledge people, make them feel special. It's just not happening enough. So communication is the next step here. It's the art of asking pertinent questions and honing your listening skills. Be curious about them. You know, find out about them. Ask questions. Find out about their family, where they live. You know, ask them what they do. Find out how they got into that field of work. What did they do beforehand? It just really helps you learn more about them. The object is really to create a warm environment to engage the prospect in a meaningful conversation. And you want them to feel that you sincerely care about them. I can't tell you how many times I've been at networking groups where people come over to me and they just throw up on me with all the information about their business. They don't ask any questions. They don't ask if I'm interested in hearing about it. Nothing. It's just blah, 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 blah. And I just want to run from those kinds of people. So don't be that kind of person. You know, find out about them first, because if you really take interest in them, they're going to come back and ask about you. It will always happen if you take care of them first. What I like to do too is if they do work that's similar to what I do, or they have clients who are similar to the clients that I work with, I'll say something like, you know, what we do is so compatible and we work with the same clients. I'd love to get together to get to know more about you and to share what I do so we can see how we can support each other in our businesses. You know, we can be power partners or referral partners for each other. People love that. They absolutely love that. And then pre-qualify. You know, is this person a viable client or customer? You know, read their body language. When they ask you about you and you're sharing about your business and what you do, tap into your intuition and look at whether there's a lean-in going on. You can tell by their body language if they're interested or not. I can pretty much tell right away if the person I'm talking to is the right fit for my products or my business, you know, or I can tell if they're interested or not. But I don't base it on appearance, and I never draw hasty conclusions. You know, some of the most unlikely people have turned out to be the most amazing clients, and vice versa, so you never know. So just sharpen your communication skills, which we talked about a minute ago. That's essential in the pre-qualification process. And I go into this in much more detail with my group teleclass series. We can talk more about that another time. The next thing I always ask them is, who would be a good referral for you? Who's your ideal client? Because I want to be out there looking for you and seeing who I can refer to you. And believe me, the best way to develop trust and connection and relationship with the person you're meeting at a networking group or wherever you're going is to let them know you want to generate referrals for them. And when you do generate referrals for them, they're going to want to help you as well. So when you're at a networking group, working smart means don't tell the story of your life to everyone you meet. You know, just find out a little bit about them, gauge their interest, and try to meet as many people as you can. And if someone goes on and on and on and on, you can interrupt them, put your hand on their shoulder, and just say, you know, excuse me for a minute. I'm sure you're here to network and you want to meet as many people as possible. So why don't we connect by phone or email, and we'll set up a time that we can get together, and then move on to the next person. So you go home and you have all these business cards now. What do you do? How do you organize it? You know, how do you follow up with these people? You know, these cards typically get scattered, you know, all over your desk. And a dear friend of mine, Sahar Kordahi, who is the founder of the Bright Side of Life here in the San Francisco Bay Area, she has an incredible community. You can check her out on Facebook and online. She shared a very simple but brilliant idea of what to do with these business cards. She brings a red envelope in her purse, and if you're a man, you can just stick it in your pocket when she goes to an event. And she writes down the name of the event, the date, who hosted it, and the location on the outside of the envelope. And when she gets home, she has all these cards in this envelope so they don't get lost all over the place. And then she, you know, she enters them into her email marketing system, if you guys have a contact management system, whatever you're using. But I do this right away. I put them right in, and I like this idea so much that I started implementing it so well, because the red envelope just sticks out. You can't miss it. So I like to write down some notes on the card of each person I've met as soon as possible so that I can remember something about them and what they said, what's going on in their lives. The more you write down, the more powerful your follow-up call is going to be. Because, again, people want to know that you heard them. And if I say to them, hey, I remember when we met, you mentioned that you're looking for blah, 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 or that you have a need for someone to help you with such and such, and I've been thinking about that, and I have something for you. So I really like to share that with them. So first, you know, follow up right away within 24 to 48 hours. You know, leave a really upbeat phone message. You know, remind them where you met them and that you want to get together to learn more about each other's business and see how you can support each other. And in today's technological world, people are starving to receive a handwritten note or a phone call versus an impersonal email. So many people get these email blasts and they know it's not personal. So people want to know that you really care about them and that you're serious about your business. So anyone can press send and have thousands of emails go out to their list, but really call the people who you are really interested in. It's going to mean the world to them. So connecting with people through social media, obviously linking in with them on LinkedIn, becoming friends on Facebook, all that stuff is really important. Treat it like a personal conversation, though. Don't just send them a friend request. Send them a little note of why you want to connect. I really think that's important. And I actually get organized very well with my contacts. I put them into groups of where I met them. If I go to an eWomen Network event, for instance, I'll write that in. And my empowerment program will discuss, you know, a very comprehensive system, an outline that works like a charm for me. But the more clearly you identify prospects, the more likely you're going to get really good results. People get very overwhelmed by the sheer volume of names that keep piling up and up and up. So whether you use AWeber or whatever you're using to keep your, data and about people, just fill in notes about everything. If you leave a message, write down the date and set a reminder to call them in a few days. If it goes into voicemail again, I make a reminder to call them in a week. So I'm constantly putting it in my calendar on my computer so I get reminders, and that's how I do really good follow-up with people. Did you know that most people give up after the first or second call? And that most business is done after the fifth contact. You know, how many of you give up after your first or second call? It's just so many of us do that, and positive persistence really pays off. So the next is a decision-making process, the decision-making phase. I meet with people to get to know their business and really to share more about mine. I always ask about their business first when meeting with people or, you know, on a phone meeting. I really recommend if you can't meet with them in person, use Skype or Zoom. You know, Tanya's turned me on to that. I really like that. It really helps you to connect with people when you can see them. You really develop more of a relationship than when you're on the phone. So during the conversation, whether it's in person or on the phone, I try not to talk for more than a minute or two before asking a question. Even when they've asked me about my business, I'm always asking them, tell me more about you. So many people launch into a description of what they can provide without knowing first if your prospect has any need. So relax, have fun, be yourself, be authentic. People can feel inauthenticity a mile away. So if they haven't made a decision to work with me during that meeting, but they're interested, I'll ask them when I should get back in touch with them. I make the appointment from the appointment. I don't leave until I've made that appointment with them, and constantly asking questions and asking if they have any questions and really connect. Just create an atmosphere of warmth and engagement because people buy you. People want to do business with people who make them feel good. So that's really important. And the last stage is the buyer satisfaction stage. I send thank you letters, note cards, emails. You know, it's really great to get a card in the mail. People just don't do that these days. They don't take the time to write a handwritten note. And that personal touch goes a really, really long way. And I am a big phone person. I love to connect by phone with people to let them know I really care and I really mean business. So, and then the customer service stage is the last stage where I'll send a questionnaire or I'll ask them, how did I do? What can I do better? How can I improve? So those are the kinds of things that I like to do. So I have a quick story and then I'll wrap up here. I met a wonderful woman at the eWomen conference in Dallas a year ago. She was very interested in the products that my company offers and asked me to be in touch with her. Well, I called and I called and I called for 14 months. Would you believe it? The timing just wasn't right for her, but she was always happy to hear from me. And she always said a nice hello, so I knew that there was a lean-in. And our relationship grew stronger, and then finally, after 14 months, the timing was perfect, and she and her family are getting great results with our products. Michael has lost significant weight, and by the way, this person is our very own Tanya Hoffman, and she was so impressed with my follow-up, diligent follow-up, that she invited me to speak today on the summit. So I have, you know, barely had time to scratch the surface of my empowered follow-up system. I would love to connect with each and every one of you privately to have a conversation about what's stopping you from reaching your potential, you know, from reaching the success that you're looking for in your business. So I'm offering a free 30-minute discovery session where you can share your vision for your business with me and the challenges you're facing with follow-up, and I will provide valuable insight and ideas that you can implement right away. So you can get in touch with me a few different ways. You can call me directly, since I'm such a phone person, at 925-260-6224. That's 925-260-6224. You can actually sign up on my website at empowermylifenow/discovery. So www.empowermylifenow/discovery. Or you can email me at deborahannhoffman@gmail.com. deborahannhoffman@gmail.com. So I hope that I've lived up to my promise of providing value to you today and that you're walking away with some information that will make a difference in your business results. Just remember, have fun, smile, have good energy, just connect with people. That is 99% of the battle here. So thank you and have a great day. I hope today's virtual summit does, in fact, change your world.